it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go before our Lord. The one who can do all things. The one who has given us all these children. There are hundreds of thousands of them here tonight. And just praise him. You are worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah. You are worthy, O Lord.
Just a singing, Papa.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Just a singing, Papa. Worship the Almighty God. Let's bless Him. Let's magnify His holy name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. It's worthy to be praised. Magnify His holy name. It's worthy to be praised. There's no one like Him. All power belongs to Him. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the I am that I am. He's the Ancient of days. Oh yes, praise Him. Let Him hear your voice tonight. Hey, we bless you, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Ramaka Kitoromoko, Sikiremokoronga, Mokoronga, Makasaka. Blessed be your name forevermore. Iromoko, Iromako, Remokoronga, Sikiremokoronga. Blessed be your name forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we worship you, my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, we worship you. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. You're worthy to be praised, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Father.
Glory be to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Shiva.
The Lord says,
Oluwa sọ wípé,
Because children are here tonight to say amen. Every prayer offered here tonight will be answered. Father, we just want to bless your name.
Baba, afẹ bu koruko yin.
What else can we ask for?
Kino tuku ti afẹ bere fun.
We know, Lord, that our prayers will be answered tonight.
Baba, mo ni ajale ti adura wa yo se tewoba.
We give you glory, Lord.
Afi ogo fun yin.
We thank you in advance, Father.
Adupe lowo yin sha.
We bless your holy name, Lord.
Afi koruko yin Oluwa.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Afẹ wa yoruko Jesu.
Tonight, take all glory.
Ni ajale gba gogo ogo.
Just take all the glory.
Baba, echa gba gbogbo ogo.
Thank you, Father.
Arupe Baba.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni agbadura.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Ki eni kan ko ki hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yesu e seun.
Mark chapter 10.
Iwe Marku orikewa.
Verse 13 to 16.
Iketala de ikerindilogun.
Mark chapter 10.
Mark orikewa.
Verse 13 to 16.
Iketala de ikerindilogun.
And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them.
Wansi be awon omo owo to wa. Yo le fi owo to won awon meyin re omo yin re si ba awon ti o gbe won wa wi.
But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased.
Sugba nigba ti Jesus ri inu bi.
And said unto them,
o si bi fun won pe,
suffer the little children to come unto me.
E je ki awon mo kekeke ki o wa sodo mi.
And forbid them not.
E ma si se da won lekun.
For of such is the kingdom of God.
Nitori ti iru won ni ijoba Olorun.
Verily I say unto you,
lojita ni mo wi fun yin,
whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child,
eni keni ti ko ba gba ijoba Olorun bi omo kekere,
he shall not enter therein.
Ki yo le wo inu re.
And he took them up in his arms,
ti o ti ki ori o si gbe won di awo apa re,
and put his hands upon them,
o si gbe awo re le won,
and bless them. God is going to bless someone here tonight. The Bible says, certain parents brought their children to Jesus Christ. And of course, you know, where children are, there will be noise. So the disciples said, no, take them away.
Ṣugbọn awọn ọmọ yin so pe rara o, e ma ko awọn wọnyi lo.
We brought them so that Jesus may touch them and pray for them, sir.
Once is ofun wi pe akun won wa ki Jesus ba fowo to won ki o si gbadura fun won ni.
No, children are not wanted here. Go away.
Ṣugbọn awọn ọmọ leyin so pe rara o, awọn kekeke o fe won ni e ma lo le yin.
And on one of those rare occasions, we saw Jesus angry.
Ni ọkan ninu awọn akoko won ni ari titi inu bi Jesu.
Why are you driving children away from me?
Ki lo de ti e ni awọn kekeke kuro lodo mi.
Suffer them to come.
E ma se da won lekun lati wa sodo mi.
Forbid them not.
E ma se da won lekun.
For of theirs is the kingdom of God.
Nitori bi ti won ni ijoba Olorun.
Who are the people who can come to Jesus? Who are the people? The people who can come to Jesus Christ are those who are younger than the mountains. If you are older than the mountains, you cannot come. Because Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2 says,
nítorí pé ìwé orin Dáfídì orí àádọ́rùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kíní àti ìkejì.
Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2.
Orin Dáfídì orí àádọ́rùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kíní àti ìkejì.
Talking about our God.
Nígbà tó sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ti Ọlọ́run wa.
He said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Ó ní láti ayérayé dé ayérayé, ìwọ ni Ọlọ́run.
Before the mountains were brought forth, you are God.
Kí
So if you are younger than the mountains,
you are welcome. Who are those who
can come to Jesus? Oh, those people who are younger than the Ancient of Days. Because according to Daniel chapter 7 verse 9, our God is called the Ancient of Days. So if you are younger than the Ancient of Days, you are one of the little children that he said should come. How old are you anyway? Probably the oldest person here tonight is 100 years
old.
If I say all those who are above 100 to shout hallelujah now, everything will be silent. And the Bible says 1,000 years in the presence of our God is like 1 hour. So if you are 100 years old, then as far as God is concerned, you are only 6 minutes old. And if you are 6 minutes old, then you must be a brand newborn baby. So I want all little children here tonight to shout hallelujah. He said, suffer little children to come unto me. Who are the little children? Those who are younger than the Alpha. Because there is someone called the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. The Alpha is the one who was before nothing else was. You know, when I was a younger Christian, and I come across those who call themselves herbalists, and they say they want to chant incantations, and they want to say that at one time Shango came from somewhere, Ogun came from another. My own biggest incantation is, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the name of that Word is Jesus. Let me hear somebody shout that name. So if you are younger than the Alpha, you are welcome. And so what God is saying when he said, let the little children come unto me,
it's
exactly what he said in Matthew chapter 18 verse 4.
He's
talking about the humble ones. If you will humble yourself as a little child, you are welcome into the kingdom. Come to who? He said, let the little ones come unto me. The Alpha and the Omega.
Alpha and Omega.
The beginning and the ending. The one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. The one who made the heavens and the earth. The help of the helpless. David said in Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2.
David is on the new way. Only David, only Cocon, Lenny Agafa, as I can see.
Psalm 121. Verses 1 and 2. He said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. You know yourself that the most helpless of all people are the little children. I always look at them when they are just born, that
They can't even tell you what is wrong with them. When they are hungry, they can only cry. When the napkin is wet, they can only cry. When the place is too cold, they can only cry. But do you notice that the moment they cry, help begins to run towards them? I have discovered that whenever I don't even know how to pray any longer, I just do like a little baby. I just cry to God. And so I say, Father, I don't know what to say again. Just come and help. And it's the help of the helpless. He said, let little children come unto me. And now the problem with many of us, why we don't get answer to our prayer,
is
because we don't pray like children. We already know how to pray so grammatically that God doesn't hear anymore. We know how to put it systematically. And by the time we finish all our systematic praying, God has already gone. But when Peter was sinking, he didn't pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." What did he say? He mentioned only one word. Help. Help me. Let somebody shout, help. That's all. And the Almighty God will help you tonight in Jesus' name. Because Psalm 65 verse 2, he said, thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. My joy is full tonight, because my daddy told me that every prayer prayed here tonight will be answered. I'm just waiting for the time to cry to him for help, because I know he will help me tonight. Who else will he help tonight? Say it is me. Say it loud and clear. He said, let the little children come. Come to where? Come to my presence. Don't drive them from my presence. And Psalm 16 verse 11. Bible says, in the presence of the Lord there is the fullness of joy. And by his right hand side there are pleasures forevermore. He said, let them come. Let them come and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. After all, Psalm 91 verse 1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let them come. Let the little ones come. Let those who are younger than the Ancient of Days come. Those who are not as old as the mountains, let them come. The humble ones, let them come. Let them come to the Maker of all. Let them come to the help of the helpless. Let them come to the one who answers prayers. Let them come to his presence, where there is fullness of joy, where there is pleasure forevermore. Let them come and dwell under his shadows. But God, how can you allow children to come? How are they to come?
báwo ni wọ́n ṣe láti wá.
You know they are noisy.
Ẹ mọ̀ wípé aláruwo ni wọ́n.
He said that's the reason why I asked them to come.
Ó ní ìdí nìyí tí mo ṣe ń pè wọ́n.
Because I love noise.
Nítorí pé mo fẹ́ràn ariwo.
Psalm 47 verse 1 says.
Orin Dáfídì orí kẹtàdínní àádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní sọ wípé.
Psalm 47 verse 1.
Orin Dáfídì orí kẹtàdínní àádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
He said clap your hands all ye people.
Ó ní ẹgbà tẹ́ ẹ̀yin gbogbo ènìyàn.
Shout unto God with the loud voice of triumph.
Oníkẹ̀sìkẹ́sì ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú ohun.
Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah. I don't know if you have ever noticed.
Oh, nígbèsí ayé o ti fi ìgbà kan ṣe àwárí.
That when we say we should clap for Jesus.
Wípé nígbà tí a bá sọ pé ká pàtẹ fún Jésù Kristì.
Big men don't clap.
Àwọn èèyàn ńlá láwọn kì í pàtẹ́wọ̀.
If they clap, you won't even hear.
Tó bá pàtẹ́wọ̀ ẹ tẹ̀ ní gbọ́.
They have to. Thank you very much.
Ẹ ṣe o.
I'm not asking you big ones to clap.
Ah, sọ pé àwọn èèyàn jàǹkànjàǹkàn tó wà láàrin wa kó pàtẹ́wọ̀.
I'm only asking children to clap.
Ṣe la ní ká àwọn ọmọ kéékèèké kó pàtẹ́wọ̀.
Only children.
Àwọn ọmọ wẹ́wẹ́ nìkan.
Those who are younger than the mountains.
Àwọn tó kéré ní ọjọ́ orí.
Those who are younger than the ancient of days.
Àwọn tí ọjọ́ náà tó fi ayé gbọ́ ọjọ́.
Glory be to God.
Ògbólúgbólúgbólúwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever noticed?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ ti fi ààyè sí bí?
That when they say praise the Lord.
Pé nígbà tá a bá sọ wípé ẹyin olúwa.
That big men always say hallelujah.
Ṣé ni àwọn ńlá ńlá máa sọ wípé hallelujah.
Sọ pé kò sí pé hallé.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody praise the Lord. One of the biggest problems.
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ pé ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ìṣòro tó ga jùlọ.
Of churches today.
Fún àwọn ìjọ lónìí.
Is that they have become too solemn.
O ní wípé ìpàrọ̀rọ̀ ó ti wá pọ̀ jù fún wọn.
I know there is a time to be quiet.
Mo mọ̀ pé àkókò wọn wà tó jẹ́ pé a gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ìdákẹ́jẹ́.
There's a time to be still and know that He is God.
Àkókò wọ̀ tó jẹ́ pé a ó dúró jẹ́ a ó sì mọ̀ pé òun ni Olúwa.
I mean if God is speaking, if you hear thus says the Lord, everybody should be quiet.
Tí Ọlọ́run bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ tí a bá gbọ́ pé báyìí ni Olúwa wí gbogbo èèyàn yóò dákẹ́ ni.
But the Bible says.
Ṣùgbọ́n Bíbélì sọ wípé.
I was glad when they say unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord.
Wípé inú mi dùn nígbà tí mo gbọ́ wípé ó yá ká lọ sí ilé Olúwa.
Nobody will say I was glad when they say let us go to the cemetery.
Kò sẹ́ni tó máa sọ wípé inú òun dùn nígbà tá a gbọ́ wípé ká lọ sí ibi ibòjì.
Nobody is happy when they ask you to go to the mortuary.
Kò sẹ́nikẹ́ni tí inú rẹ̀ máa ń dùn nígbà tá a bá sọ wípé ká lọ sí ibi ìgbókùúsí.
And it's only the dead that don't shout.
Àwọn òkú nìkan ni ò kí í pariwo.
Where there is life, they are shouting.
Níbi tí ìyé bá wà.
Ẹrù wọn wà níbẹ̀. Any house where there are children.
Nílé kí ilé tí àmọ́ wẹ́rẹ́ bá wà.
Children come.
O ni ẹjẹ ká ọmọ kékèké ké wá.
Let them come with their noise.
Ẹjẹ kó wá pẹ̀lú ariwo wọn.
Let them remind me of heaven.
Ẹjẹ kó rán mi létí ọ̀run.
Because in heaven there is noise.
Nítorí pé ní ọ̀run ariwo wọn níbẹ̀.
If you read Revelation chapter 19.
Tí a bá ka ìwé ìfihàn orí kọkàndínlógún.
Verse 1-6.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé kẹfà.
Revelation 19:1-6.
Ìwé ìfihàn orí kọkàndínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé kẹfà.
Any time.
Nígbàkúgbà.
That an angel says.
Tí angel kan bá sọ wípé.
Praise ye the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì sọ wípé.
The response is like claps of thunder.
Ṣé ní ìdáhùn sí rẹ̀ máa ń dàbí àrá tó ń sán.
In heaven.
Ní ọ̀run.
That's where God lives.
Ibi tí Ọlọ́run ń gbé nìyí.
I don't know who taught us that God is nervous when we shout.
Kò yé mi ẹni tó kọ́ wa wípé Ọlọ́run máa wà nínú ìwárìrì nígbà tí a bá pariwo.
If that is the case.
Tó bá jẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
The angels would have driven him away from heaven.
Ṣé ni àwọn angẹ́lì bá ti fi sílẹ̀ ní ọ̀run?
Because from everlasting to everlasting the angels are shouting holy 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 Lord God Almighty.
Nítorí wípé láti ayérayé ayérayé ni àwọn akẹ́sì máa ń sọ wípé mímọ́ 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 Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
He has never at one time said, shut up, let me listen, I need some quiet.
Kò fi ìgbà kan sọ fún orí wípé ẹ̀dákẹ́jẹ́ náà mo nílò ìdákẹ́rọ́rọ́.
My God loves noise.
Ọlọ́run mi fẹ́ràn ariwo.
Because it's a living God.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run alàyè ni.
And where there is noise,
níbití ariwo bá wà,
there is life.
Iye wà níbẹ̀.
Where there is noise,
níbití ariwo bá wà,
there is power.
Agbára wà níbẹ̀.
Where there is noise,
níbití ariwo bá wà,
there is victory.
Ìṣẹ́gun wà níbẹ̀.
Let me somebody shout hallelujah. So he said,
so you know, sir, you go,
let little children come.
Ẹ jẹ́ káwọn ọmọ kékèké wà.
They are noisy. Yeah, that's why I want them to come.
Wọ́n jẹ́ aláriwo níbẹ̀ ni mo ṣe fẹ́ kí wọ́n wá.
They are happy, they are excited. That's the reason I want them. Let them come.
Wọ́n jẹ́ aláyọ̀, wọ́n sì jẹ́ ẹni tí ó máa tótó kú fún iṣẹ́. Ẹ jẹ́ kán wá.
They are not orderly. Oh yes, that's why I want them to come.
Wọ́n sí nínú ètò. Ẹ níbẹ̀ ni ẹ jẹ́ kán wá.
You see, wherever the Holy Spirit is moving,
níbikíbi tí ẹ̀mí wa ti rìn,
things will be as if children are playing.
Ṣe ló máa ongogbo yóò máa lọ bí ìgbà tí àwọn kékèké ń ṣeré ni.
And then he said, forbid them not.
Ó sì wá sọ wípé ẹ má ṣe dá wọn lẹ́kun.
Let them come.
Ẹ jẹ́ kán wá.
Don't stop them.
Ẹ má ṣe dá wọn dúró.
Now that's a different thing entirely.
Òun ni ọ̀tọ̀ pátápátá ni eléyìí.
Because God knows that you parents, you can stop the children from coming to him.
Torí pé Ọlọ́run wà wípé ẹ̀yin òbí ẹ lè dá ọmọ kékèké dúró láti wá sọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Some pastors can stop children from coming to God.
Àwọn àlùfáà mìíràn lè dá ọmọ kékèké dúró láti wá sọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Oh, years ago I had to fight some pastors.
Ní àwọn ọdún mélòó kan sẹ́yìn, a ní láti bá àwọn àlùfáà kọjá.
They are not around now. I'm talking of some pastors.
Àwọn òsì ní tòsí báyìí torí pé à ń sọ̀rọ̀ àwọn àlùfáà kan.
I gave an altar call and children were coming to accept Jesus Christ and they said, go back.
Ṣé ni bàbá wa pé ìpè sí ìgbàlà? Àwọn ọmọ kékèké sì ń jáde bọ̀ wá. Àwọn àlùfáà sì kàn sí sọ pé ẹ padà ìlú yìí kọ́ là wá.
Who told you that children don't need salvation?
Ta ló sọ fún yín pé àwọn kékèké náà ò nílò ìgbàlà?
Forbid them not.
Ẹ má ṣe dá wọn lẹ́kun.
And I want to appeal to parents tonight.
Mo sì fẹ́ rọ àwọn òbí ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Don't stand in the ways of children.
Ẹ má ṣe dí àwọn ọmọ kékèké lọ́nà.
Oh, we are going to church. You go and be playing.
À ń lọ sí ilé ìjọsìn ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀yin ẹ máa lọ ṣeré.
The Lord says he's calling children, you say they can't come. He say don't forbid them.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé òun pe àwọn kékèké ẹni wọn ò lè wá. Ọlọ́run sọ pé má ṣe dá wọn lẹ́kùn.
Don't stand in the way of God's friends.
Ẹ má ṣe dúró dí ọ̀nà fún àwọn ohun tó jẹ́ ẹ̀rọ Ọlọ́run.
Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
Nítorí pé Bíbélì sọ fún nínú ìwé àwọn.
Romans 8.
Ìwé Róòmù oríkẹjọ.
Verse 31.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọ̀kan lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
He said, if God be for us.
Oúnjẹ Ọlọ́run bá wà fún wa.
Who can be against us?
Ta ló lè ṣe lòdì sí wa?
If God says come.
Ti Ọlọ́run bá sọ pé wá.
And you say no, you will not allow the fellow to go.
Tí wọ́n náà sọ pé rárá ò ní gba ẹrú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ láyè láti lọ.
You are asking for trouble.
Ṣé ló ń wá wàhálà?
That's why I'm telling all the enemies that followed you here tonight, they are in trouble.
Ìdí ni ìdí mẹ́sàn pé gbogbo àwọn ọ̀tá tó bá yín wá sí ní àṣálẹ́ yìí wọ́n ti wà nínú wàhálà náà.
When God says I love somebody.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá sọ pé mo fẹ́ràn ẹnìkan.
And you say I hate the person.
O sọ pé mo kórìíra rẹ̀.
Then you have to deal with the one who is called the consuming fire.
Ṣe lo láti dojú kọ ẹni náà tó jẹ́ orúkọ rẹ̀ ń jẹ́ inú àjọ nínú.
The Bible says in Psalm 68 verse 1-3.
Ìbíbélì sọ fún nínú ìwé orin Dáfídì orí kejìdínláàádọ́rin ẹsẹ̀ kìnnìdẹ́kẹta.
Psalm 68 verse 1-3.
Orin Dáfídì orí kejìdínláàádọ́rin ẹsẹ̀ kìnnìdẹ́kẹta.
He said when God arises, what will happen to his enemies?
O ní ìgbà tí ọ̀rẹ́ tí Ọlọ́run bá dìde gidi ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀.
So all those things that are standing between you and God will be scattered tonight in Jesus' name.
Oye àwọn kan wọn ni tó dó sáàárín agbèrè méjì ìwà àti Ọlọ́run la ó túká ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 31.
Ìwé Hebrews oríkẹ̀wé ẹsẹ̀ kọ́kàn lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
Hebrews 10:31.
Ìwé Hebrews oríkẹ̀wé ẹsẹ̀ kọ́kàn lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
He said it is a dangerous thing to fall into the hand of the living God.
Ó ní ohun tó léwu já gbáà ni láti ṣubú sí ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run alààyè.
Don't let God catch you obstructing the ways of his friends.
Ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run kí ó gba ọbú gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun ìdènà sí àárín òun àti ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ̀.
Because if you constitute yourself to a mountain.
tó bá jẹ́ pé o fi ara rẹ sí ipò òkè.
To block the way between God and his friends.
Láti dé ọ̀nà àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ Kristi láti wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀.
Then you are asking for trouble.
Ṣé ló ń bẹ̀rẹ̀ fún wàhálà o?
Because God will move that mountain.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run yóò ṣí òkè náà ní ìdí.
That's why I'm saying tonight, every mountain between every child of God and God shall be moved tonight.
Mo sì wá sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ní àṣálẹ́ pé gbogbo òkè tó wà láàrin àwọn ọmọ Ọlọ́run àti Olúwa wọn yóò ṣídìí ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
And do you know that there are several people who will go to hell not because they committed adultery?
Yeah, mo bí pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn lé lọ́sọ̀rùn àpáàdì kì í ṣe nítorí pé wọ́n ṣe ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àgbèrè.
Not because they stole.
Kì í ṣe nítorí pé wọ́n jalè.
Not because they did anything that we call sin.
Kì í ṣe torí pé wọ́n ṣe nǹkan kan pàtàkì tí à ń pè ní ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
But because of one tiny Bible passage.
Ṣùgbọ́n nítorí ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run kékeré kan.
That the devil knew and he has set as a trap.
Tí Sàtánì mọ̀ tí ó sì ti gbé sílẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí pánpẹ́.
Matthew chapter 18 verse 6.
Matthew orí kejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
Matthew 18 verse 6.
Matthew orí kejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
He said, if you cause any of these little ones to stumble.
Ó ní tí ẹ bá sì mú ọkọ nínú àwọn kéékèèké wọ̀nyí láti kọsẹ̀.
He said that you it be better that you are not even born at all.
Ó ní ó ti dára jù kí a má bí ọ̀rá rárá.
And do you know how many parents are causing their children to stumble?
Ní ẹ̀jẹ̀ àmọ̀ wípé oyè àwọn ọmọ ọ̀nì tó jẹ́ òbí tó mú àwọn ọmọ wọn kọsẹ̀.
So I want you parents to sit up tonight because God is talking to you now.
Mo fẹ́ kí àwọn òbí kí ẹ jókòó dáadáa kẹ tẹ́ sílẹ̀ ní àṣálẹ́ nítorí pé Ọlọ́run bá yín sọ̀rọ̀.
One boy was beating his sister.
Ìkan ní ọjọ́ kan ọmọ kan du àbúrò rẹ̀.
A boy.
Ọmọkùnrin.
Beating his sister.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí du àbúrò rẹ̀ obìnrin.
And somebody said, hey, why are you beating your sister?
Wọ́n ní kí ló dé tó ń lu àbúrò rẹ̀.
He said, that's how my father beats my mother.
Ó ní torí pé bí bàbá mi ṣe máa ń lu ìyá mi ni.
Hey, you are causing a little one to stumble.
Ṣé ló ń mú kí ọmọ kékeré yìí kí ó kọsẹ̀?
One day.
Ní ọjọ́ kan.
One little girl.
Ọmọbìnrin kékeré kan.
Took a blade.
Ṣe ló mú abẹfẹ́lẹ́.
And began to cut a line in her little skirt.
Ṣe ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gé aṣọ rẹ̀ tó ń là.
Why are you spoiling your good dress?
Kí ló dé tó fẹ́ baṣọ dáradára yìí jẹ́?
He said, that is how my mother's own is.
Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ìyá mi ṣe ń la tirẹ̀ láládé dì í.
If you cause any of these little ones to go to hell, you are not going to heaven.
Oníjọ tí ẹ bá bú ọ̀kan nínú àwọn kéékèèké wọ̀nyí kọsẹ̀, o ní ọ̀run lọ.
You can call it fashion.
O lè pé ní ìgbàlódé.
Fashion will take you to hell and you will roast there forever.
Ìgbàlódé àṣà ìgbàlódé yóò mọ lọ́sọ́run àpáàdì ó sì jó gúrúgúrú níbẹ̀.
You will not say I did not warn you, I told you so.
O ní sọ wípé a kò kìlọ̀ fún ọ, a sọ fún ọ.
Matthew chapter 18 verse 10.
Matthew orí kejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
Matthew 18 verse 10.
Matthew orí kejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
He said.
O ní sọ wípé.
Beware.
O ní kíyè sára.
Because whatsoever you do to this children.
O ní oko tẹ bá ṣe tán àwọn kéékèèké wọ̀nyí.
Their angels will report you to God.
Wípé àwọn angẹ́lì wọn yóò fẹjọ́ yín sọ Ọlọ́run.
All the things you are doing in secret.
Gbogbo àwọn wọn tẹ́ ṣe ní ìkọ̀kọ̀.
To these little children.
Bí àwọn kéékèèké wọ̀nyí.
They have their angels that constantly take the message back to God.
Wọ́n ní àwọn angẹ́lì wọn tó jẹ́ pé láti ìgbà dé ìgbà ni wọ́n mú ìdá ẹ̀sùn yín lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Let little children come unto me.
Jẹ́ kí àwọn kéékèèké wá sọ́dọ̀ mi.
Forbid them not.
Ẹ má ṣe dá wọn lẹ́kun.
For theirs is the kingdom of God.
Nítorí tí wọ́n ti fìdí rẹ̀ múlẹ̀ nínú Matthew orí kejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
Matthew 18 verse 3.
Matthew orí kejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
He said, unless you become like little children, you can't enter the kingdom.
Oní àyàfi tí a bá dàbí ọmọ kékeré, o lè wọ ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
There is a big notice at the entrance to the kingdom of God.
Àkọlé ńlá kan wà ní sí àtiwọlé ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
Children only.
Àwọn ọmọ kékèké nìkan.
So if you are not a child.
Tó o bá ṣọmọdé.
You can't go in.
O lè wọlé.
You can be sure that if you want to enter to the kingdom of God.
O dá mi lójú pé tí o bá fẹ́ wọ ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
You will, when you get to the entrance.
Tó o bá dé ẹnu ibodè.
You will find that there is no room for most senior apostle there.
O rí wípé níbẹ̀ kò sẹ́yè fún apostolic àgbà.
There is no room for the reverend doctor. Evangelist so there.
Kò sí ẹ̀yẹ fún àní ọ̀wọ̀ dókítà evangelist lágbájá.
I'm sorry to say that this is true, there are no chiefs. in heaven.
Mo ta gbara ṣugbọ o to di wipe ko si oro aye fun ijoye nibe.
Who are the people there that are allowed?
Awon wo won na won ni ta gba laye.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Am I right?
I know that may be shocking to you, but I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, I'm a pray. You never die. You need Jesus, man. O tall and so.
It is Jesus who said so.
Jesus, no sobe.
Only children are welcome.
I want to when you call a kikabo.
If you don't become like one of the children, they won't allow you to enter.
To bada be a koni no amo keke kia di ba olai lati wobe.
But then I'm already a great man.
Shubamba imoti di anila.
I'm a professor.
Moti di professor.
I'm an evangelist.
Evangelist di mi.
I have so many titles.
Moti ni okpolopo awon oye.
What am I going to do?
Kini mo fe se?
You remove them.
Shelo ba won say disa gbagan.
Put them aside.
Wa gbe won ti pati.
And become a child.
Wa si di omo kekere.
And then you'll be able to enter.
Igba na go lo raye lati wole.
I'm sure you remember I've told you the story before.
O da mi lo di pe e ti gbo ti mo so eto yi ri.
I was a man who had so many degrees.
A ri akure kan to ni opolopo oye.
And he had no job.
Ko si ni se.
They had looked for job, but he couldn't find any.
Oh, ti washe 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 korika.
And then he saw an advertisement.
O si wari iwe ipolongo ise kan.
That the Lagos State government was looking for bus drivers.
Pe ijoba ipinle Eko n wa awon won ti o wa ko bus.
So he applied.
O si iwe ranse.
And when they called him, they said, "Sorry sir, we can't employ you."
And ma tosi pe won ni ejo won so a le gba o.
He said, "Why not?"
Won ni kilode.
They said, "Your degrees are too many."
Won ni iwe oye re akagbe o ti poju.
We are looking for only primary 6 certificate.
Pe awon to kawe mefa nikan soso la nfe.
He said, "Is that all?"
Won ni jo tan.
"Is that so?"
Pe be ni bi.
He said, "Just wait for me for a few minutes."
Won ni ejo we e sha fun mi di iseju melo kan.
He went and rewrote his application.
O gba gbadan loko iwe re.
Qualification.
Iwe ti mo ka.
First school leaving certificate.
Mo ka iwe mefa to daju.
All the other degrees.
Gbogbo awon akasote ni re.
He pushed them aside.
O ju won se gba kan.
He said, "Oh, I have all the degrees. I am dying of hunger."
Oni mo ni gbogbo oye. Ebi si fe pa mi ku.
So they gave him the job.
Won si wa fun ni ise na.
Are you going to enter into the kingdom of God?
Nje o fe wo ijoba Olorun lo bi?
I can't hear you. Are you sure?
Mo da loju.
You better forget all the long, long list of titles. When you knock at the gate of heaven, and they say, "Who are you?" And you say, "I am Reverend Professor Doctor, this. They say, "Thank you very much." Turn the other way, you will find the door there is open.
Professor Doctor Evangelist Apostle.
There is only room for children. To them who receive him. To them give him the power. To be called what? To be called what? How many children of God are here tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Okay, so he said, "Let the little children come unto me. Forbid them not. For theirs is the kingdom of God." And then they brought them. That's a beautiful part of the story. They brought them. Have you ever brought anyone to Christ? Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30. Proverbs 11 verse 30 says, "He that winneth souls is wise." Since you got born again, if you have never won a soul, there's another name for you, and it is the opposite of wise. What is the opposite of wise? You said it. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35. Proverbs 3:35.
He said
the wise shall inherit glory. But shame shall be the lot of fools. If you are not a soul winner, you are a fool. and you can go ahead and get ready for shame. But as you begin to win souls, the Bible says you are wise. And if you are wise, you will inherit glory. Now, why is it that soul winners are wise? Because the Bible says two are better than one. The moment you win one soul, you have got a partner. He said, because the day one falls, the other will pick him up. Anyone you win for Jesus Christ is going to pray for you for the rest of his life. And at any time when you are low, he will be there to lift you up. And the Bible says one of you will chase 1,000, but two of you will put 10,000 to flight. I want to appeal to you tonight. As you begin to go from here, begin to win souls. Begin to bring people to Jesus Christ. He will reward you for doing so. And then they brought them to Jesus. And then Jesus did something that I love very much. He carried them in his arms. I am praying that Jesus will carry you tonight. In Isaiah 46, verse 3 to 4. Isaiah 46, verses 3 and 4. He said, I am the one who made you, I am willing to carry you. He said, from the time you were in the womb, I have been carrying you. He said, even to old age, I am still the same one, I'm willing to carry you. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. 1 Peter 5 verse 6. He said, not only am I willing to carry you, I'm willing to carry your burdens. The Bible says, cast your burdens upon him, for he cares for you. Something happened one day. I think it was in London. And I saw one of my children. He used to be a very little girl. When she was little, I was always hugging her, carry her. I suddenly saw her. She was already tall. Big woman, big lady. And she wanted to hug me, but I moved back. Because we were in public. I told her, I said, nobody will know you are my little girl. They will think that the Gio has got a girlfriend. Suddenly God spoke to me. And said, son, I hope you two will not become too big for me to carry. I pray that none of you will become too big for God to carry. There are some of us, when we first got born again, we are babies before God. Anything he asks us to do, we will do it. Once we find it in the Bible, we will obey. But we grew. We became big boys. Big girls. Oh, we've listened to take. We have read books. And when the Bible says something, we begin to say we are not exactly sure that is what he really wants to say. Maybe it is true in the olden days, it's no longer true. But
ni ajo won ni lo je otito sugbon ni akoko yi ko je otito.
That what is true 2000 years ago is no longer true because this is modern times.
Ajo won ni to je otito ni egberu odun meji seyin ko le je otito ni akoko yi tori pe akoko olajuri eleyi.
And God will look down at you, I say.
Olorun yo si wa lu owogun o lati oke wa.
Sorry o.
Pe o se o.
When you were a baby,
nigba to je omo wa,
I could carry you.
A le gbe o.
Now you are a big boy.
Sugbon ba o ti je ni agba.
You can handle yourself.
O le ma toju ara re.
How many of you remember?
Me lo nu ile ranti.
That when you have just been born again.
Pe ni gbe ati je se ri eni igbala.
When you pray.
To ba gbadura.
Within a day or two.
Laarin ojo keta bi meji.
The answer has come.
Idahun yo de.
How many of you remember that time?
Me lo nu ile ranti.
E beja. What about now?
Ki lo sele bayi?
Some of you had become big men.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ láti di ẹni àgbà.
Now you pray for 3 days. God is not even hearing.
Agbàdo ọlọjọ mẹta Ọlọrun dẹ ti sẹ sísílẹ̀.
I've told my God, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to remain a baby till I see you in glory.
Mo ti sọ pé Ọlọrun mi gẹ́gẹ́ bí èmi gẹ́gẹ́ bí ti èmi wípé títí ọjọ́ ayé mi ó wà gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọwọ́ títí ó fi rí.
It's because we become big, that's why we can't dance for him anymore.
Tó ń jáde dẹni tó tóbi la ò lè fi jó níwájú rẹ̀ mọ́.
You know one thing about children is that they don't know anything called shame.
Òun kankan tí ó wà ní pàtàkì nípa tí ọmọ wẹ́wẹ́ ni wípé wọn mọ nǹkan tó ń jẹ́ ìtìjú.
They dance anywhere.
Ibikíbi tó bá wà wọ́n fi jó bẹ́ẹ̀.
They don't care who's looking.
Wọn fẹ́ mọ irú ẹni tó wò wọ́n.
I think I've told you before.
Àrùkọ ti sọ fún yín nígbà kan rí.
We are attending a meeting of Pentecostals.
Ìlànà a wà ní ìpàdé àwọn onírere.
The choir, the band was leading.
Ṣé ni àwọn ọkọ̀ níbẹ̀ sí kọrí?
Oh, they were singing wonderfully well.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kọrí tó dára gidigidi.
And I was gone. I was there dancing with my eyes closed and my tambourine playing.
Ṣé ni mo dijú mi tí mo ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí tambourine mi ṣeré tí mo sì jó fún Ọlọ́run mi?
Apparently a bishop had been standing before me trying to greet me.
Ṣùgbọ́n lójijì bishop kan ti wà níwájú mi tó fẹ́ kí mi.
I didn't know I was gone.
À bàbá ò mọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ti lọ nínú ẹ̀mí.
Finally when I came down when the music stopped.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó wá padà bọ́ sí ipò tí orin ti dákẹ́.
He had the audacity to rebuke me.
Ṣé ni bishop yìí láti ní ìgbójú ìgboyà láti bẹ̀ sí bá mi wí?
But you are a general overseer.
Alábòjútó àgbà lágbe yìí.
Can you be dancing like this?
Tóní tẹ́ máa jó bí eléyìí.
I said, general what?
Wọ́n ní alábòjútó kíni.
Who made me general?
Ta ló fi mí ṣe alábòjútó?
For whom am I dancing?
Ìta tí mo sì ń jó fún.
How many of you will dance for God tonight?
Mélòó ni wà ní òjò fún Ọlọ́run ní àṣà.
Let me hear you shout hallelujah. He carried them. He will carry you tonight. I say he will carry you tonight. Oh, thank you, my father. The Lord says that the dumb shall speak tonight. Thank you, Father. Let's give the Lord a big hand for that. The dumb shall speak. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
And then, after he carried them, it comes to the section that I enjoyed tremendously. He laid hands on them. If you read that one casually, you won't know the meaning. He did what? He laid hands on them. God is going to lay hands on somebody tonight. You know, we have a program at Ebute Metta. We call it Mount Zion Hour. Because the Bible says on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. It is the second Monday of every month.
Monday keji ni gbogbo osu ni.
And people always come.
Ọpọlọpọ yẹn si ma wa.
We put it for Monday so that only those who are serious will come.
A fi si Monday tori pe a n fẹ ki awọn to ba jẹ pe nkan ta n ṣe ye wọn.
And if I am at home.
Baba wa si wa nle.
I always lay hands on everybody who come.
Awọn nikan ma gbọ wọle gbogbo awọn to ba wa pata ni.
When we started, we were only 3,000.
Nígbà tá a bẹ̀rẹ̀, ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́ta ni wa.
Later on, the number increased to over 28,000.
Nígbà tó yá, ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí pọ̀ títa fẹ́ fi dé ẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà méjìdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Then one woman was complaining to her relative.
Ṣé ni arábìnrin kan bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣàwáwí fún ẹni tó wà nílé rẹ̀?
He said, I went to Mount Zion now.
Ó ní mo lọ sí wákàtí
ori oke si oni.
Hey, he lay hands on me.
Wọ́n gbé wọlé mi.
But all he did was he just touched me and then he went to the next fellow.
Ó sì sọ pé ohun tó ń ṣe ni pé kọ́kọ́ fọ́ kàn mí lórí pé wọ́n sì lọ sọ́dọ̀ àwọn yòókù.
I say, is that so?
Wọ́n ní ìjẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ níbí.
Well, what would you have done, ma?
Kí ló yẹ ká ṣe màmá?
Kí ló o ti ṣe?
Kí ni o yẹ ká ṣe?
Kí ni ìwọ o ṣe?
Kí ló yẹ kí ìwọ gan ko ṣe?
Kí ló o ṣe? If when it is your turn for that touch, I took my hand off and put it on somebody else.
Pé kí ló o ṣe tó bá yẹ pé àkókò rẹ dé tó yẹ kí n gbọ́wọ́ lé ọtí ò gbọ́wọ́ lé ọtí mo lọ sọ́dọ̀ ẹlòmíràn?
Because he said it's only a touch, just a touch and it's gone. What would you have done if when it is your turn, I withdraw the hand and I touch? She said I would have fainted.
Nítorí wípé o sọ wípé àkọ́bọ̀wọ́lé ọ̀ṣá ni tó wájú pé àkókò tó fún ọ láti gba ìgbàwọlé yìí tí a gbé ọwọ́ náà kúrò tí a sì gbé lọ́wọ́ ẹlòmíràn kí ló ṣe o ní owó dákú.
All you need.
Ohun tó nílò.
To solve all your problems.
Láti mú gbogbo wàhálà rẹ kúrò.
From head to toe.
Láti agbárí dé àtẹlẹsẹ̀.
From past to future.
Láti ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ dé òpin.
It's a single touch from the Lord.
Òun náà ni ìfọwọ́kọ̀kan láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
How many of you will get a touch from the Lord tonight?
Mélòó ni àlá gba ìfọwọ́kọ̀
láti. Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Lẹ́kí gba hallelujah yìí.
But what is important in a touch?
Ṣùgbọ́n kí ló ṣe pàtàkì nínú gbígbọ́wọ́lé ni?
It depends on who is the one doing the touching.
Ó wà lórí ẹni tí gbọ́wọ́lé ni.
He lays hands on them.
Ó gbọ́wọ́lé wọn.
What hands?
Irú ọwọ́ wo?
The hands of the great physician.
Ọwọ́ oníṣègùn ńlá.
Exodus 15 verse 26. Exodus 15 verse
26.
He said, I am the Lord that healeth. In Matthew chapter 8 verse 1 to 3.
Ninu Matthew orike jo ese kini de keta.
Matthew 8 verse 1 to 3.
Matthew orike jo ese kini de keta.
A leper came unto him.
Ṣé ni adẹ́tẹ̀ kan wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀?
I said, I know you can make me clean.
Ó ní mo wà wípé o lè sọ mí di mímọ̀.
Only I don't know if you be willing.
Ó ní ṣùgbọ́n tí ò yé mi ní ọwọ́ lọ́wọ́ ni pé bóyá o fẹ́.
He said, I am willing.
Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni mo fẹ́.
And he touched him.
Ó sì fọwọ́ kàn.
One touch from Jesus Christ.
Ìfọwọ́kọ̀kan látọ̀dọ̀ Jésù Kristì.
We cured the incurable.
Ṣé ni yóò mú kò gbóògùn kúrò lára ènìyàn?
When the doctor said there is nothing more we can do.
Nígbà tí dókítà bá sọ wípé kò sóhun mìíràn tí mo lè ṣe.
Then all you need is a touch.
Ohun tó nílò gan-an ni ìfọwọ́kọ̀kan látọ̀dọ̀ Jésù.
I remember years ago.
Mo rántí àwọn ọdún mélòó kan sẹ́yìn.
They brought a young boy.
Wọ́n gbé ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin kan wá.
He must be about 12 years old.
Ó dàbí ọmọ ọdún méjìlá.
And he had all kinds of disorder.
Ṣe ló sì ní gbogbo ìpòrúurú wàhálà ní ayé rẹ̀.
He didn't even know how to wear his shoe.
Kò mọ bí a ṣe ń wọ bàtà.
There's nothing he could do for himself.
Kò sóhun kan tó lè dá fúnra ara rẹ̀ ṣe.
He couldn't wear a shirt. He wouldn't know which side should be put forward, which should be put back.
Tó bá gbé ṣáàtì dání kò mọ iwájú kò mọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀.
He couldn't button his shirt.
Kò sì lè de button his shirt rẹ̀.
He couldn't do anything. He couldn't comb his hair.
Kò lè yarun.
And yet, if you look at him, he will look normal.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá wojú rẹ̀ yóò dàbí èèyàn gidi.
But the doctor said there's nothing anybody could do.
Ṣùgbọ́n dókítà sọ pé kò sóhun tá a lè ṣe.
The mother brought him.
Ṣé ni màmá rẹ gbé wá?
And God touched him.
Ọlọ́run sì fọwọ́ kàn.
Some time later I heard from the mother.
Nígbà tó ṣe díẹ̀ bọ́ a gbọ́ látẹnu ìyá rẹ̀.
I think the mother brought him to the convention.
A rò pé ìyá rẹ̀ gbé wá sí ìpàgọ́ ni.
And when I saw that boy, I couldn't recognize him again.
Nígbà táwọn padà rí ọmọkùnrin náà.
Everything that any normal boy could do, he was doing now.
Ohun gbogbo tó yẹ kí ọmọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọjọ́ orí ẹ̀ máa ṣe lókàlẹ́kọ̀tà ló ti ń ṣe.
And all he got was a touch.
Ohun tó nílò òun náà sì ni ìfọwọ́kọ̀kan.
All he got.
Ohun tó gbà.
It's just a touch.
Òun ni ìfọwọ́kọ̀kan.
God is going to touch somebody tonight.
Ọlọ́run yóò fọwọ́ kan ẹnìkan ní ìní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Tell your neighbor it is me. God is going to touch.
Sọ́kàtà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀ mi ni ẹ̀jọ̀ náà ń bá sọ̀rọ̀.
The hands that touch those children.
Ọwọ́ tó fọwọ́ kan àwọn ọmọ wọn ni.
That will touch all our children tonight.
Òun náà yóò sì fọwọ́ kan ọmọ wa ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Is the hand of the great physician.
Òun náà ni ọwọ́ oníṣègùn ńlá.
What hands?
Irú ọwọ́ wo?
The hands of the great deliverer.
Òun náà ni ọwọ́ onídàndé ńlá.
Isaiah 61 verse 1.
Orin Dáfídì ìwé Isaiah orí kọ́kọ́ dín ní
Isaiah 61:1. Jesus Christ said that the Spirit of the Lord of God, the Spirit of the Lord God was upon him. Because he had anointed him to set the captives free. When you read Mark chapter 9, from verse 14 to 27, the Bible tells us of a boy that the Bible said he was lunatic. And he would throw himself into fire, throw himself to water. And the father brought him to the disciples. And the disciples could do nothing. And when they brought him to the master, when they brought him to the great deliverer, one touch and the boy was well. If there's anybody tonight that the enemy had held captive, one touch from the Lord will set you free. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here who had a dream recently that your children were stolen. Lord asked me to tell you that is the plan of the devil, and it has been cancelled tonight. The hands that touch these children is the hands of the one who said, I am the light of the world. The hand that can touch the blind, and the blind will begin to see. In John chapter 9, John 9 verse 1 to 7, the Bible tells us of a man who was born blind, and Jesus touched him and he received his sight. I've told you the story before of a young boy that the Almighty God touched. We were having a program, we call it Congress. We used to have it in several places at the same time. And at that particular year, we had it in 3 places. Otukpo, Sapele, and Akure. And I was traveling with a team, visiting the various centers. And we got to Sapele. And while I was preaching in Sapele, God opened my eyes. And I saw a vision. While I was preaching, and I saw a young boy. That was born blind. And suddenly his eyes opened. So I shouted, hey, there is a boy here that God wants to open his eyes. If you are the father or the parents, bring the boy forward. Nobody moved. Oh, I know what I saw. Oh, if the boy is at home, go and bring him, I will wait. I waited and waited, nobody came. Sadly, we left for Akure. I was sad. Because I knew I saw a miracle happening. Anyway, we got to Akure, and somebody else was preaching. I was at the back of the auditorium. None of us saw the why the preaching was going on. I saw a man stand up, and he was holding a boy in his hand, and it was the boy I saw in the vision, and he was leading the boy towards the altar while the preaching was going on. And I knew that the ushers would not allow them to get near the altar at all. So I began to run. So try and tell the ushers, hey, leave them alone. That boy is going to get a miracle. As I was running,
The boy had footsteps behind him. And turned. And as he turned, his eyes opened. Who touched him? I didn't pray for him. I didn't get near him. No evangelist could claim credit for him. But the hands of the one who is the light of the world touched him. Every darkness in your life will disappear tonight. The hands that touch those children is the hand of the one who says, I am the resurrection and the life. If the resurrection touches you, you will come alive. If life touches you, everything that is dead in you will come alive. The hand that touched those children is the hand that is called the wisdom. The wisdom of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 23, he said, Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. There are many of the children here tonight that are not doing well in their studies. But the hand of God will touch them tonight. The hand that touched them is the hand of the great provider. The one in John chapter 6, verse 5 to 13. John 6, 5 to 13. Took a loaf of bread
and two
little fishes and began to break. And very soon, what was supposed to be the lunch of a small boy fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children, and there was 12 baskets extra. It is the same hand that is going to touch your finances tonight. And all of a sudden you will begin to get abundance. What is the hand that touched them? It is the hand of the Almighty. Is the hand that can do anything. The hand that can solve any problem. The hand that can say to Sarah, is anything too hard for me? That hand is here tonight. And he wants to touch children. Children alone. And I'm one of those children. And not only did he touch them, if he touched them alone, that's good enough. But the Bible says he touched them and blessed them. Somebody is going to be blessed there tonight. In fact, somebody is already blessed here tonight. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. Now, what is the joy in being blessed by God? For you to fully understand the fact that he says, and he blessed them, you could just try and imagine what would have happened if he had cursed them. It is then you will know the importance of the word that he blessed them. Because I've told you before, if your parents curse you, you are in trouble. But if you run to the pastor,
he
can cancel the curse. If your pastor curse you, you can run to the general overseer. He can cancel the curse. If the general overseer curses you, God have mercy.
But you can run to God. Who knows? God may cancel the curse.
But if God curses you,
who will you run to? But it is the exact opposite now. When God blesses you, nobody can curse you. Once God says you are blessed, then you are forever blessed. Numbers chapter 23, verse 8. Numbers 23, verse 8. He said, how can I curse whom God had not cursed? How can I defy whom God had not defied? In the same Numbers 23, from verse 19 to 20 there, he said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. He said, I have received a commandment from him to bless, and I am blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Once God blesses you, you are forever blessed. Somebody is going to be forever blessed here tonight. So God is here tonight to carry little children in his hands, to lay his hand on them, and to bless them. To bless them in such a way that any force of darkness that may want to try in future will never again be able to operate in the life of these children.
Amen.
But then we have a little problem here. God wants to bless the children. But suppose the parents are not children of God. Will the children still be blessed? Exodus chapter 20. Verse 3 to 5. Exodus 20, verse 3 to 5.
Exodus 20, verse 3 to 5.
God said, I am a jealous God that visit the iniquities of parents upon their children to the third and fourth generation. In other words, if you are here tonight, you have heard that this is a special night for children. Which is true. And I'm telling you it is true. My father is here like never before. I'm telling you the power of God is flowing like a river tonight. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory be to God. The Lord said, there's a woman here who has been dreaming of little coffins. Lord asked me to tell you, the enemy prepared them for your children, but they will bury their own children in them. And what was I saying? I said God is here. His power is present. He's going to bless tonight. When he touches people tonight, they will be forever blessed. But if you are a parent and you brought children and you are not born again, don't rob your children of their blessing. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. Because until you are a child of God, the blessing cannot flow to your children. Oh, if the children are already old enough and they already know
good from bad.
What is the man who buru yato sirere?
Oh, then it is they who must come and surrender their life to Jesus Christ.
Awọn ara wọn gan gbọdọ wáyé ọ̀dà ayé ra ayé wọn fún Jesu Kristi.
So that the blessing of God may reach them.
Fẹ́ kí ìbùkún Ọlọ́run kó máa lè dọ́dọ̀ wọn.
So I'm telling you right now, brethren.
À ń sọ fún yín nígbà tó bá yẹn yára.
I'm going to give you only 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
A fún yín ní ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́ta.
If you know you are not born again.
Tó bá mọ̀ ìgbà tí ì rí ìgbàlà.
And you don't want to miss the blessings of tonight.
Oh, ti fẹ́ pàdánù ìbùkún ti àṣálẹ̀ yìí.
Come now.
Má bọ̀ báyìí.
The Lord is calling you.
Ọlọ́run ń pè ọ́.
This is your opportunity.
Àkókò rẹ nìyí.
Thank God there is a blood that cleanses from all sins.
Àdúpẹ́lá Ọlọ́run pé ó ní ẹ̀jẹ̀ kan tó ń fọni mọ́nú pẹ̀lú gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
It doesn't matter how many sins you have committed.
Kò ní fi ṣe bí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ ṣe pọ̀ tó.
If you come to Jesus tonight.
Tó bá wá sọ̀rọ̀ Jésù ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí.
He will wash you and you'll be clean.
Yóò fọ̀ ọ́ nù, ó sì di ẹni mímọ́.
You will become a child of the living God.
Ó sì di ọmọ Ọlọ́run alààyè.
And your children will begin to benefit from all the blessings of God.
Gbogbo àwọn ọmọ rẹ pátá yóò sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí í ṣàǹfààní ìbùkún Ọlọ́run.
So come, the Lord is calling.
Má bọ̀ báyìí, Ọlọ́run pè ọ́.
All of you want to give your life to Jesus.
Má bọ̀ báyìí, Ọlọ́run pè ọ́.
Come, the Lord is calling you now.
Ọlọ́run pè ọ́ báyìí, máa jáde bọ̀.
I have only 3 minutes for you.
Mo ní ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́ta péré fún ọ.
And I know some of you are coming from a far away place.
Mo máa gbé ọ̀nà yín ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọ̀nà wájú.
But if you move fast.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó o bá gbéra ńlẹ̀.
You will get there before 3 minutes.
Ó dé yín kí ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́ta tó pé.
This is the hour of salvation.
Àkókò ìgbàlà ni eléyìí.
If not for yourself, for your children's sake.
Tí ìbá ṣe torí ara rẹ, ṣùgbọ́n nítorí ọmọ rẹ pàápàá.
Come and give your life to Jesus. This is the hour of salvation.
Àkókò ìgbàlà ni eléyìí.
Come now, come quickly.
Má jáde bọ̀.
You have only 2 minutes left.
O ní ìṣẹ́jú méjì tó kù.
To come forward.
Láti jáde wá.
To come and call on him.
Láti wá kẹ́pẹ́.
To forgive your sins.
Láti jáde gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ jì ọ́.
To save your soul.
Láti gba ọkàn rẹ là.
So that you too can become a partaker of the blessings of God.
Fẹ́ kí ìwọ náà kó bàa lè di alábàjọpín ìbùkún Ọlọ́run.
Not only parents, but children that already know good from bad, you too can come now and give your life to Jesus.
Ìjà òbí ní kan ṣùgbọ́n wọn nítorí pé wọ́n ti dàgbà tó láti mọ rere àti ibi yàtọ̀. Wọ́n lè jáde wọ́lá fún ìgbàlá kan wọn.
God is waiting for you.
Ọlọ́run tó dé ọ́.
He wants to save your soul.
Ó fẹ́ gba ọkàn rẹ la.
He wants to be merciful unto you.
Ó fẹ́ ṣàánú fún ọ.
Now I'm going to count up to 10.
A ó kàdé mẹ́wàá.
After 10 I'm going to pray.
Lẹ́yìn mẹ́wàá wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà.
If you don't come by then.
Tó o bá jáde wá jẹ́ àkókò yìí.
It will not be my fault.
Kò ní jẹ́ àwàhálà tèmi.
It will be yours.
Yàhálà tẹ ni ó jẹ.
Because I've told you that my God is able to do all things.
Mo ti sọ fún ọ pé Ọlọ́run mi lè ṣe ohun gbogbo.
And that he has the power to carry you and to carry all your burdens.
Mo ti sọ fún ọ pé ó ní agbára tó láti gbé àti gbé gbogbo àjàgà yé rẹ.
He can carry you and carry all your children.
Ó lè gbé ọkọ sì gbé gbogbo ọmọ rẹ pẹ̀lú.
And he wants to carry you tonight.
Ó sì fẹ́ gbé ọ ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí.
And he wants to lay his hands on you.
Ó sì fẹ́ gbé ọwọ́ lé ọ.
His hand of miracles.
Ọwọ́ iṣẹ́ ìyanu rẹ.
His hand of signs and wonders.
Ọwọ́ iṣẹ́ àmì àti iṣẹ́ ìyanu
rẹ. The hand of the great physician.
Ọwọ́ oníṣègùn lá.
The hand of the great deliverer.
Ọwọ́ onídàáde lá.
That hand of power.
Àwọ̀ agbára.
That hand that made the heavens and the earth.
Ọwọ́ tó dárun àti ayé.
That hand that suspended the sun that he did not fall.
Ọwọ́ tó so oòrùn rà tí kò sí ìjàmbá.
That hand wants to touch you tonight.
Ọwọ́ náà fẹ́ gbé ọwọ́ tó ọwọ́ fọ ọkàn ní àṣàlẹ̀.
But if you are living in sin.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá ń gbénú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
If you are not born again.
Tó o bá ti dẹni ìgbàlà.
And you don't come forward to surrender your life to him.
Yóò jáde wá láti yọ ọ̀dà ayé rẹ.
I'm sorry to say.
Ó ja ọmọ tọrẹ jáfà láti
rẹ. That the blessing may not be yours.
Ṣé ìbùkún ilé máa jẹ́ tirẹ̀?
So you better come before I count 10.
Ìbádára fún àwọn kò sí jáde wá kí n tó ka mẹ́wàá.
1.
Ení.
2.
Èjì.
I know there are many of you that are sitting down there looking at me. Once I count 10, I am not going to start all over again. 3.
Àpọ̀lọpọ̀ yín wà níbẹ̀ tẹ̀sí jókòó tẹ̀ ń wò mí tí bá ti ka mẹ́wàá a ò ní padà bẹ̀rẹ̀ mọ́. 3.
4.
4.
5.
6.
Today is the day of salvation.
Òní jẹ́ ọjọ́ ìgbàlà.
God wants to save your soul.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ gba ọkàn rẹ la.
He wants to be merciful unto you.
Ó fẹ́ ṣàánú fún ọ.
He wants to forgive your sin.
Ó fẹ́ dárí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ jì ọ́.
But if you refuse to come.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó o bá kọ̀ láti wá.
What can I do?
Kí la fẹ́ ṣe?
You cannot say I didn't tell you.
Òní sọ wípé ọ̀ sọ fún ọ.
The blood is available.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run wà láàyè.
The blood is available.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ náà wà nítòsí.
To wash you clean from all your sins.
Láti gbé gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ nu.
If only you will come.
Tó bá wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
6 now.
Ever.
The day of salvation has come.
Ọjọ́ ìgbàlà ti dé fún ọ.
If you postpone it to tomorrow, it will be too late.
Tó o bá tì í sọ̀la, yóò léwu
bọ̀. The Almighty God says, come now, come.
Ọlọ́run lágbára sọ fún ẹ pé wá.
7 now.
Eje.
8 now.
Ẹjọ.
If you know you are coming, you better hurry up.
To ba mo iko nbo ba jade bo ni kankan.
Because once I get to 10, it will be too late.
Ito pe ti ba ti ka mewa, yo ti peju.
He wants to save your soul.
O fe gba kore la.
If you are not sure of your salvation, you better come now.
Bi gba la re o ba da oloju ma jade bo ni kankan.
And as you come, begin to cry to him.
O si jade bo ma ki gbe pe.
Father, save my soul.
Re ko ma ki gbe pe.
Have mercy on me.
Sanu fun mi.
Forgive all my sins.
Dani gbogbo ese mi ji mi Oluwa.
Please forgive all my sins. Wash me in your blood and make me clean. Wash me in your blood. Wash me in your blood. I come to you tonight, O Lord, to cry to you for mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord. You are the savior of mankind. You have called me and I have come. Save my soul. Wash me in your blood. Wash my name to be written in the book of life tonight. Please, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Call on him now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Call on the Almighty God as you come. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to wash you in his blood. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Call on him. 9 now. I'm about to round up now. So if you know you are still coming, you better come quickly. Cry unto him and say, save my soul, O Lord. Save my soul, O Lord. Save my soul, O Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. You're the savior of mankind. I just want to bless your holy name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Save my soul, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Savior. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Savior, save their souls. Lay your mighty hands on each and every one of them. Let your blood wash away their sins. Take all the glory for it, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father Almighty, I want to thank you for these your children that have come to you tonight for salvation. You promised, Lord, that whosoever will come to you will no wise cast out. They've come now. Receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Your blood that cleanses from all sins. Let it wash away their sins in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
write their names in the book of life.
anything that can stand between you and them, put it under your blood today, Lord. And when you begin to lay hands on people to bless them, bless these people also in Jesus' name. And bless their children also in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.